Chapter 8, Developing a School Literacy Program. One of our big takes away was the developing a needs assessment, which included the framework of curriculum, instruction, and assessments. And in that framework, as you go through to developing a program, you need to look at what the curriculum would provide. And one of the first things would be making sure it aligns with the core standards. It has challenging text, and it also touches on foundational skills for students that are still developing their reading. It also, we talked about how important it was for the implementation. Teachers are trained, they understand how the program works, and that it's research-based, that it's organized, and that it is able to evaluate. So again, that includes the assessment piece. How are they going to use the assessments and what assessments are provided? Another big takeaway was in the program, the need to provide technology in our new coming programs due to the 21st century learners and students having devices, and also with COVID, the students also had to be able to access literacy on their computers, and how would that be implemented in a new program for a school. Another thing that was a very big takeaway from this chapter was, what would a literacy program look like for adolescents? And that is for the middle and high schools, being that they are so content heavy, or that how would a program work for those students? In the book, it said that right now there are 34%, only 34% of eighth graders were proficient in reading. And that was down from 36 in 2017. So we need to make sure, as we look at this, you know, most of us looking at elementary school, but there are also these literacy instruction and programs that are needed for middle and high school students.